Hello, this is Radio Kate, and I guess I've got a little bit of explaining to do. I'm currently in San Francisco, and I'm not meant to be. I'm meant to be in London, but I decided I'd stay here for a bit. Well, not here. I wasn't here. I only just got here. And that's a long story. So, you may know, you probably do know, because I've been banging on about it long enough. I came over to Florida for the shuttle launch, STS-133 Shuttle Discovery, for the NASA tweet-up. I was one of 150 people selected to be part of this special tweet-up, so we got to have talks from lots of interesting people, go on a sort of behind-the-scenes tour, and watch the shuttle launch itself from the press site, which is basically as close as you can watch the shuttle, other than a couple of medics and safety people. We are the closest to the shuttle other than the astronauts themselves, and they're in it. So that was all going to be very exciting. But the shuttle launch got put back, and then it got put back, and then it got put back, and then it ended up that they missed their launch window, because there's only certain times that everything's in the correct alignment and whatnot to make it viable. So instead, this group of people, the NASA tweeters, ended up becoming this amazing family, and we really got to know each other and had a lovely, lovely time. And I was actually very sad to say goodbye as the week went on and more people had to go home. The last ones being what I have called the Dream Team, which was myself, at Natronics, and at the Real DJ Flux. And I kind of feel like they're my family, and I had to say goodbye to them this morning. Theoretically, I should have been heading off to New York and then up to get my flight to London this evening. Oh dear. I say evening, I have no idea what even time of day it is, whichever part of the world it is. So what happened then? Gosh, I'm so tired. Oh, well, anyway, so the next launch window is in 3 weeks' time. And so I thought, well, 3 weeks, it's hardly worth going home, is it? You know, I'll get home, I'll get over the jet lag, and I'll have to turn around and come back again and get over the jet lag. So that didn't seem to make much sense. So I've now called myself the Space Nomad on Twitter. Completely pointless, really, but I like hashtags. And I am going to do my best to just have a good time in the States and do spacey, exciting things, and maybe find some stories that I can pitch, which would be very useful, because I'm basically broke. But what the hell? I don't like November, so if I can ignore it, even if it is by running away, then that's exactly what I'm going to do and have done. And anyway, Buzz Aldrin said that I should stay. And if Buzz Aldrin says something, you listen. Because he walked on the moon, as I repeatedly told him, rather embarrassingly. Whoops. Anyway, so this morning I rang up Virgin Atlantic and I changed my flight home. And I rang up my pilot friend and borrowed one of his buddy passes, and I have had my first experience of going standby, which I was quite excited about. And it was all looking good. The plane was quite empty, apparently. I got to the airport, checked in, got myself around there, and I had to wait to see if my name flashed up on the board, and waited and waited and waited, and it was looking close, and then we didn't go. So I got chatting to this lady called Ethel, who works in a casino in Oklahoma, or somewhere near Oklahoma. She was very nice. She'd been waiting there since 9 a.m. and missed every flight until then. I dropped in about 2 p.m. and missed that flight, and then together we missed several other flights until finally getting on the delayed 6:30 from Orlando to Atlanta, and then dashing across to get my San Francisco flight. Oh, dearie me. As you can tell, I'm exhausted. But yeah, going standby was kind of exciting, because you never know if your name's going to get called out. It was kind of a bit like a lottery, or a really rubbish version of the X Factor, where you wait to see if you've been voted off or on or whatever. But anyway, so that was nice, and she was cool, and I seem to have gained an orange and half a loaf of chocolate banana bread from her, because I kept her calm when she was panicking, and she wanted to feed me for some reason, so that was nice. Anyway, so then I got to San Francisco to find that I was a bit stuck at the airport because I can't drive and it was the middle of the night. And what am I supposed to do? I was going to sleep at the airport, and then the lovely, lovely, lovely Lou Lesko has come to my rescue. He is a very, very nice man, who, we go way back to Save Our Sounds time. He was one of our most excited followers of Save Our Sounds and was absolutely delightful when I met him in San Francisco last, and is excited that I'm here, which is good because I'm excited to come back and catch up with him. And he's very, very, very kindly spotted me a hotel room for the night, and I am lying down in a bed, which I haven't done in a long time, which is why I keep yawning. Anyway, in summary, I'm not coming home. Not yet. I am looking for cool things to do that don't cost anything, places to stay that don't cost anything. And yeah, hopefully I'm going to go on to Houston, and I've got some cool things lined up there. Fingers crossed. I need to work out the logistics on that. But in the meantime, oh my goodness, I'm in San Francisco. What fun.